He somebody slapped the shit out of everyone. Good job. You know, there are some people in this world that really just have never had that somebody's hands put on them.
Yeah. We need that. Slap therapy.
Like, there are some people.
I'd be good at that.
There are some people who really, I truly believe, if somebody would just actually slap them one good time, they'd be like, oh.
Exactly.
Just perspective. Be like, you know what this is?
Well,
and they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, perspective. What?
Damn.
Have some. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. We about to get into it.
Welcome, you little crispy nugs. Yeah, I hope you guys are ready.
Hope you're deep fried in curiosity for what the fuck we got going on today.
We're gonna be talking about being rude or being polite.
We got some of these "are you the asshole" situations.
We got some situations.
Got some good little nugs.
We got some things. Yeah. We got some little matters to discuss. That's what mine's off petty revenge.
Yeah,
I love that thread so much, dude. All right.
Okay.
So, let's break that bread.
Okay.
Let's get in there.
Am I the asshole? Do you want me to read the title or
no?
Okay.
We're going to stop reading titles because I feel like it just makes it so much better.
Am I the asshole? Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
My wife and I were shopping for some plants for our backyard. We picked out a tree and put it in our cart along with our other items. About 10 minutes later, a woman walked up to me and said that she had just purchased that tree, the one in my cart.
What the fuck?
She said she wanted that specific one. To be clear, there were two trees left, so she had other options.
And why would you not put it in your buggy when you buy it? God, the common sense.
I asked her why she didn't take it with her when she decided that she wanted it.
Ooh, I love this question. What'd she say?
She said she removed the tag, paid for it, and intended on coming back to the garden section to pick it up. To be clear, it was not off to the side, nor was there any indication that it was reserved in any way. I told her that similarly, my wife and I had picked this one out, and I pointed out that there's another tree.
Yeah.
She
walk on.
Can just go grab that one. She said, seriously? I said, I could say the same thing. Seriously? This is a sassy man, by
dude,
the way.
I was just talking about
this,
how
okay.
sassy this man is. Has got wit in the moment.
There.
I'm a fan of this person.
You're asking another customer to give you an item out of their cart? That's what he said. Am I the asshole? He said additional info edits. The store was Walmart. The tree was a Japanese maple, about 3 or 4 feet tall, probably 15 pounds. Tree was missing the tag. She did not show me the receipt, nor did I think to ask for it.
Why should you? You picked your own fucking... Dude, bro,
there is an open register in the garden section about 40 feet away. She didn't have a cart and was asking me to hand it to her.
Big dumb.
She was not disabled or unable to carry it.
Big dumb. Damn, people were thinking she was disabled. They really thought bad of this man. They're like, this motherfucker.
No, I'm sorry, you're not the asshole.
Listen,
I would have said the same shit. I would have been like, no.
Well, even if she was disabled, like, you think she would kind of, like, stand by the tree and wait for help? Like, there's people in the garden center. They're walking back and forth all the time.
If it was, like, an old lady, then I might be like, oh,
yeah.
Well.
But also, like, bro, how are you going to get this in your car? Who's going to get it out for you? Like, why are you here without someone to help you get it?
But she's just a regular lady and was just being lazy and was like, let me just go buy this tree really quick and then.
Fucking, I digress.
If she was like, I paid for this tree, I would be like, no, you paid for a tree, and this one's in my buggy.
I'm not giving
you this
shit. You know what she paid for? She paid to pick a fight with somebody.
That's right.
Bro, that's an HOA Betty on fucking site, bro. She's like, oh, didn't get to fuck with the neighbors lately. Maybe I can fuck with people
Let
in public.
Let me just make shit difficult for no reason.
And this is the, okay, like in the last episode, we were talking about, like, fucking with strangers and, like, selling shit. This is how you don't do that, all right? This is, like, you're just a dick, like, you're a Karen, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit gets me. Like, that right there, you're asking to fight in the Walmart garden section right now. Like, I'm about to fucking bust you over the head with this maple.
This person said 10 minutes is too long. You snooze, you lose.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like, agreed. Like, you're not going to take it out of my buggy. What the heck? Especially, like, you got to understand, if you're somebody who buys plants, then you know that, like, all the plants, they may be the same plant, but once you pick out the real good one, you see that real good one, you gotta snatch that shit.
Listen.
You gotta snatch it.
There might as well have been a puppy in her car, and she said, that's the one I wanted.
I know,
bitch,
bro,
if you were at the pet store, you should have fucking yoinked that puppy and taken his ass home and bought him. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ooh.
That shit gets me.
Yeah.
I can't, look, bro.
See, everybody's like, you should have had somebody stand by it. Like, you should have.
Where's your brother? Where's your HOA Betty, like, buddy?
Something.
You know, Deborah. Where the fuck is Deborah at fucking standing by this tree for your dumb ass?
And, like, it was only 3 feet tall. Like, it's not a 15 pounds.
And why the fuck are you not shopping at Costco?
It's in the buggy.
They got fucking the Japanese red maple trees up there right now for $297. I fucking saw them. And let me tell you, they got about 100 of them up there.
Damn,
you know why?
Because
everybody fucking loves
that shit.
All right? Everybody wants a red maple. I was just talking to fucking Lindsay about it on my vacation, and she wants a Japanese maple. They're beautiful trees. That is not the one that you leave. They're popular.
You see a nice one, grab it.
It's spring, summertime. People want spring, summer shit. And that is like, dude, I bet if you were looking at people's grocery list, number one, Japanese red maple. Circle, circle, circle. Dumb. Big dumb.
You grab the ticket? How about grab a buggy?
Stop being lazy.
You freaking ding dong.
Big dumb. I can't. See, this is the
kind
of, like,
All that time you grabbed the ticket, went to a register, stood the fuck in line. Oh, yeah. Why didn't she have a receipt? She was capping.
She was capping. She saw that tree and said, oh, my God, that's a beautiful tree, and I want it for myself. That's what she said.
She was capping.
Bruh.
And he's
selfish.
Not an asshole. Ma'am.
Is this your car?
Yeah.
No? Fuck right off. Get the fuck out of here. Don't fucking look back. Hide in the bathroom till I leave, because I can't stand the sight of you. Ugh.
You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar, too, for those sassy quick remarks like that, bro. A gentleman and a scholar,
that
sir.
That deserves a golf clap, and I am proud of you.
A poetry snap.
Yes.
Good, sir.
Good job.
If I had a monocle, I would peek over it at you.
Intricate stage quality. So wonderful.
Bravo.
And man, HOA Betty's.
He said. Seriously? I could say the same thing to you. Seriously? I just know how he's. I know he did the head bobble for sure.
You know he did.
Yeah.
I wonder if his wife was there. She was just like.
For real, bro.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she was. He was, because he said, my wife picked it out.
I feel like Sean would be like that. Like, if we went in the store and something happened like that.
I can see, you know, he goes.
Yeah, he would just be like. He would literally, like, just twist the buggy and just walk right past her. Because that's his fucking move. If he thinks something is too fucking, like, dumb for him to handle, or he's done and he's uninterested, he just fucking.
That's
dude,
hilarious.
Listen, let me tell you about a skill in life, okay? I was telling one of my girls at work this the other day. I'm like, listen, you don't know about this Irish goodbye skill, okay?
Mm-mm.
I think that's what they call it. Like, when you leave without saying goodbye. But I also call it that when you just flip your back. Like, when you're just done, I'm like, oh, my God. They, like, Irish goodbye on sight. Like, that is a skill. Honestly, I'm impressed. I'm impressed when people do it to me. I'm like, damn.
I know.
That's cold as hell, but also, like
that fucking the trials, like Lindsay and Brandon, when they just.
Yeah!
They were
on their way out the door. We're just following them.
They just kept,
all right. So our Uber's here, bye. I'm like,
yeah. They just dipped out.
Dude, we were sat there for like 5 minutes, like, God dang it. I aspire to be like them. That's so impressive how they did that. They just, you see how they just. shrugged us off on the exit doors. Damn.
Going.
Dude, we were like, I'm saying, listen.
We really just stood there and we're like.
That's some sensei shit right there. Listen, you find somebody in your life
that has. They're so nice about it too.
Yeah, like, that has a skill like that. You got to learn that skill. Y'all, listen, at any point, y'all can cut a conversation off and leave it. Like, it takes two. You're not
obligated to stay there.
You know, they say it takes two to tango. It takes two to have a convo. Okay. And if you don't want to have it no more,
just walk away.
You can literally just walk away or like stop talking and just kind of drift off like Bert Simpson that shit and like kind of get out of there. It's kind of crazy, but listen, try it. Try it on some strangers that don't matter first and then start trying it some more. All right. And you're going to see.
It's a skill
that I'm takes right. Reps. Yeah. I'm not saying be rude. Like you can be nice and just kind of be like, you can just kind of be like, all right, you know what I mean? But like, you don't have to stay there, especially if people are being rude to you though. Like that's the thing. If people are being rude to you, listen, that shit can be cold. Like it does not have to be a warm, like mellow, you know what I'm saying?
That doesn't have to like, be a resolution.
You literally can just like walk around people, you know, or like, I don't know. I was telling her the other day, I'm like, bro, I learned this like a handful of years ago. I was listening to some kind of like tape dealing with like, you know, dealing with people essentially. Mm-hmm. And it was like, listen, all you got to do when people say some stuff that you don't necessarily like, so that you're not like accepting their emotions, like you're not holding their shit, is like, thank you for your opinion.
Yeah.
And you can say it sweet as pie. Thank you for your opinion. And you cannot mean that shit. You cannot accept their opinion and you can dip the fuck off. Like if somebody says something rude to you or like, what is that? Where it's like fucking, what is that? It's like not catty. It's like passive aggressive.
Yeah. Aggressive. That Bama slipped out there.
When my brain stalls, you know,
passive aggressive.
Yeah,
it's stalls.
I get passive aggressive with you. You just fucking You're just like, thank you so much for your opinion. And you just dip the fuck off. Goodbye right on the spot. Fucking, scooter right out of there. You know what I'm saying? God, wouldn't that be amazing if you could summon a scooter and just fucking just jet the fuck off? Bro, Sean showed me this video. This is fucking Ken on a scooter yesterday. And he's getting chased by a fucking hawk. And it's like trying to get him. And it's the parent is filming this. And he's like, gosh, just shooting fast as fuck. Like down the sidewalk. And he's just like, he's just like screaming bloody murder. And then the mom's just like, like laughing.
He's not gonna die.
And she's just like, go, go, go. Like she's just incentivizing him to keep going. And she didn't say nothing about her being a bad parent, but she was just like, something like,
that's just funny. They're not gonna die.
Yeah. Like, she was like, you know, parenting, just watching my kid get attacked by a hawk. Like,
I was like, oh my God. Yeah, dude, some of you just gotta turn around. I like, for real, for real.
These motherfuckers.
He did a good job by clapping back and then just keeping that tree for sure.
He did.
Golly.
All right. I'm gonna go into this
one. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so this piggybacks off just people acting like a fucking fool in public, bro. Like, you can't do this because, once again, like
social
I said,
social skills just totally underdeveloped.
Well, here's the thing. These are strangers. You're probably never going to fucking see these people again in your life. So, like, you really can treat them however. I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, okay, whatever. I'm saying whatever I'm saying. Yeah. Okay? Like, look. I'm just saying, you may never see these people again, so
don't get run over.
I'm not saying get emotionally involved with them, but like if they're trying to play you, you should play them. That's all I'm saying, because like, bro, like that chick fucking get wrecked. I'm about to sideswipe you with my fucking buggy and get the fuck out of there. Like, peace.
Fucking waddle that shit out, room.
Oh my buggy. God, that fucking song from the Aristocats.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of there. Wave to him in the parking lot, like,
sayonara, adiosay.
Hope you have a good day. Yeah, you gotta fucking slather that shit on, bro. But also, you gotta win the play first. You gotta win the exchange. That's big facts. All right, so this is off the petty revenge thread. And it is in a big ass paragraph. This person did
the most
preparation. Strange did not they did not prepare well with the paragraphs. Oh. All right.
They just vomited everywhere.
My fucking brain just had a stutter step.
It said,
all right. So, a fast food order taker just owned this gargantuan mega twat in front of me at the drive-thru about an hour ago. That should have been the fucking title.
I love that. I love that. Mega twat.
There was a long line at Whataburger, but it was moving nonetheless. So if you've ever been to Whataburger, you know that's fucking typical. You fucking
know the deal,
this was
bro.
Definitely at night, because that is always some nighttime shit. There's like two people
Most
there.
Most people got a timer at their restaurants for how fast they have to do shit. Whataburger's like, don't do that too quick.
Mm-mm.
It's got to take at least this long.
They do not give
it's
a fuck.
It's part of the fucking work criteria.
Bro. Ugh.
Yeah.
I once sat at a Whataburger for 45 minutes at like, fuck you, Florida.
For like one burger,
dude,
bro.
Dude, I pulled out the line. I finally was able to like get the fuck out of there.
I don't know how they make any fucking
pissed.
Money.
That was the same on the flip side of that night was when I had that crazy exchange with my fucking neighbor.
Oh, man. Did I tell you about that? You did. On bro. Here, I think we actually.
Oh, yeah. So go back to your miserable fucking house or your miserable fucking life. Don't you ever fucking talk to me again or I'm calling the police.
Yeah.
And she said, "Ooh, I don't think she ever had somebody call her miserable that many times." But anyway, I digress. Anyway. You see, 45 minutes from this fucking Whataburger line could have saved me from having to have this exchange with this crazy ass lady.
And right. You would have been fed.
I know.
See, Whataburger causes homicides.
All I had was fucking gas station snacks. And everybody knows those are bad. All right. So they're in the Whataburger line. Car in front pulls up. Order taker. Welcome to Whataburger. Can I get a name for the order? No response. So approximately 15 to 20 seconds later, a chick's head pops out of the vehicle and ratherly aggressively, in my opinion, says, "Hold on a second." Silence, and about a minute goes by, and I'm getting slightly annoyed. I shit you not. This is where the worker in my mind goes, "Oh, hell no." The girl in the car only gets out, "I want." So she starts to go to like place her order. She's like, "I want." The worker, a little less aggressively, goes, "Hold on a second, please." I hear a chuckle because the car behind me was also paying attention. They got their windows open. I look in the mirror and we're both trying to quietly snicker so the girl can't hear us.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh. Anyway.
All right, so let's see.
Yeah, they're snickering. All right,
so they're snickering. And it says, then at what almost seemed like the same amount of time passed, right? The worker with the most dry, passive aggressive tone says, "I'm so sorry about that. Go ahead with your order, please." Rather aggressively again. The chick says, "I want a number 3 only, one slice of cheese, and instead of a bun, I want toast. No onions, no mustard, extra pickles, and make the meal large size, but I only want the fries large and keep the drink medium size." What in the actual fuck? With that attitude.
How do you remember that?
Dude, that's what I was thinking as I read this to myself. I was like, this fucking guy, listen. Preparation strange. Maybe you are prepared to remember some shit, but you don't remember how to
that
make paragraphs.
That had to be a woman. Had to be a woman.
I'm saying.
How man's going to listen to that order and remember
bro, my memory don't fucking, I don't remember shit. Maybe they were recording it and like maybe, were able to like go back and like listen to that shit. Maybe.
That's some crazy ass shit right there though.
So with that attitude, lady, I'd make sure to forget the burger patties in your sandwich or something awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
So cars move. I order. She gets asked to move up so that I can pay. She barely moves. So the worker asks her again to move, but further to the end of the building. So she moves and I move up as asked. So a few minutes pass. I hear the door open and the worker with her order slowly saunters out. stops before the door closes. Let's see. I guess a few questions were asked, so they answer them and continued a short, lovely evening stroll to the end of the building where you can see the chick and the car is seething. She looks in the bag and asks for something, and the worker, without pause, says, "We're out," and turns and then hurriedly goes inside. "Well played, night water burger lady." Oh, shit. See, I knew it was at night. "Very well played." Person says, "For context, I work in the industry and spent all morning remembering omelet ingredient orders for brunch, and people were all over the place instead of listing the items they wanted in the order. The bowls are right in front of them." So her tone, along with a massively modified order, made me wish she'd die horribly. But that worker kept calm and murdered her in broad daylight with kindness and won.
Hell yeah. Passive aggressive kindness.
I know. I never heard that shit before in my life. All right. That was not kind, for sure.
No.
For sure. But let's just
maybe
be real.
Maybe professional.
But that was an exchange. And fucking.
She won. Whataburger girl won.
Whataburger 1-0. And let me tell you, they play fucking ball every night in that department.
That's why I don't understand when you want to get ill with the people making your food, because they have a hold of your food. Like, suck it up. Be ultra nice. Realize yeah. they're the ones having to deal with all this shit.
Bro, they can loogie, pube suck your it food. Up. Like,
did you hear about that girl at McDonald's who went to jail for putting her bloody tampons in people's burgers?
Oh. That is, that makes me feel throw-up-y. No, I didn't. And no, you should not do that. And that's like DNA. You gotta be careful. I mean, I guess it's all DNA.
Yeah,
but
if she had AIDS and you were being an asshole and now you
and now
have
you
AIDS.
Have AIDS. And even though that is illegal, people can get hot enough emotionally that they can fuck you up.
Yeah.
And that's not how you properly win an exchange, in my opinion, but also, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, watch
like,
it, dude.
You are asking for it, bro. You are asking for it.
Like, you think you're having a bad time now? You can't just suck it up and be nice just long enough to get your food? At least your food will come out right.
Right.
Your day starts getting better from there. And you might have made theirs better, too. Like, don't be a dick, bro.
Everything is on you, bro. Like, except for, like,
be smart.
Random ass fucking people that wander around in life that, like, bump into you. You chose to go to the drive-thru. You knew you were going to have to place your order.
You knew what you were getting into. You got to put a mask on to get your food out proper, dude.
Yeah, with a specific order like that, too. Like, oh bro, you didn't God. Know what the fuck you were ordering?
And you know what? Like, honestly, what it sounds like to me is that girl's, like, mother-in-law or mom or grandmother was in the car being a bitch about their order, and she was trying to get them something. Or maybe. It was, like, a pregnant lady.
You're
or
giving
maybe,
her so much benefit of the doubt right
well,
now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it could have been. Think about, like, because my mom sometimes makes stuff way too complicated. And I've definitely been like, I'm finna pop off at literally fucking anybody. But that was not that worker lady's fault. So chill. Simmer the fuck down. Linda.
Linda should have got a damn strawberry milkshake. Would have cooled her ass right down to the bottom. Would have put her in a sugar coma. She would have been fucking out. Maybe she would have got some good sleep or
fucking
something.
Fucking idiot.
Make her ass nicer the next day or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Or like
something. She needs something. She needs somebody to slap the shit out of her one good time. You know, there are some people in this world that really just have never had that somebody's hands put on them.
Yeah. We need that. Slap therapy.
Like, there are some people.
I'd be good at that.
There are some people who really, I truly believe, if somebody would just actually slap them one good time, they'd be like, oh.
Exactly.
Just be like, you know what this is?
Wow.
And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, perspective. What?
Damn.
Have some. Fucking, yeah. I spit everywhere.
Shut
fucking
the fuck
have
up.
Some. Yeah, and they'd be like, and they would have it after that. They'd be like, oh.
I tell you, you get smacked one good time. That is true. You'll be thinking about shit different.
You'll learn to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice. Be smart.
I don't know. Bro, I don't know. People are so fucking crazy, though. Like, I don't know. After that, that's. See, and I'm like, I feel like there's, like, different types of, like, Southern people, too. Mm-hmm. I couldn't give you all the categories, but I know this after just recently. I've been thinking about it ever since Stacy at the Airbnb. All right?
Oh, fucking Stacy, goddammit.
So you got people who had moms who snatched them up and would whoop their ass, okay? You get fucked
too
up.
Too much.
You get fucked up if you did something wrong, all right? They'll smack you. Or you get fucked spanked, up
when you didn't you know? Do nothing wrong. Sometimes. Yeah,
my mom had a spoon.
They were ready, bro.
And sometimes you got whacked when you weren't even the one that did it, but it was just like whatever the fuck she could reach. You know what I'm saying? Now.
That was in the car just then, wasn't it?
That was in the car. We had a Honda Odyssey. And I try to sit right behind my mom because she couldn't fucking reach. I started to learn at a young age where to sit. Whatever,
you put that your foot on that little, there's like this little pad beside the fucking, you fucking.
Oh yeah, you that's can. That's what you fucking. I know, you let off the gas and fucking,
and
yeah.
You just fucking cruise control foot and you turn around, my mom's like,
well, I'll tell you what did happen is I got smacked in the knees a lot.
Oh yeah.
So that shit hurt.
I was like, oh shit, I thought this was a good idea.
I was getting fucked up.
Yeah. My knees.
So you got, all right, so you got that kind of parenting going on at the house where it's like, you know, maybe you got some biblical stuff involved, you're getting smacked up a little bit, you know, so like you're trying to act right because you're not trying to get fucked up. You know what I mean? Like that's how a lot of us were raised in the South, okay? But it's good. It makes you tough, all right? Nobody fucks with you, I feel like, whenever you get older. Too hard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then you got these fuckers that have, like, emotionally, they teach their kids how to be emotionally manipulative, and they don't feed them nothing but fucking junk and fruit roll-ups and fucking Doritos. And they grow up fucking on fucking trash fluff. Food and, like, trash behavior. And they don't learn how to do anything else except, like,
literally empty threats, throw bro. A fit.
They just throw a fit emotionally.
And they just bitch at their kids.
Dude, like, I'm saying.
They're not even, and I, you know, I'm super, like, pro-gentle parent. Ellie never had a spanking in her life. But she does not do whatever the fuck she wants. There are consequences. There's just.
Exactly. There has to be. Well,
but these other kids are like, are these other parents like, I don't spank. And then they just nah, 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 at their
you
kids.
You can't whine at
and
them.
Then their kids are immune. Like, well, they're acting the same age as their children. Of course their kids are never going to grow up.
Exactly.
Y'all are all the same age right now.
So, lady in the drive-thru, get it together emotionally. You know what I'm saying?
Regulate that shit.
Bro, regulate your emotions. Read a book or something on emotional intelligence. Something. Like, try to get it to fucking together.
Something. Like, whatever the opposite is of what you're doing right now.
It's not working.
Because what you're doing right now is not working.
It's not working. You need to go to Whataburger every night and practice. Because let me tell you, these motherfuckers up there, the Whataburger, they got fucking game. All right? They do. Because they deal with people like that, like, every day. Like, you want to talk about witty comebacks? I mean, maybe they're not witty, but they're smart enough to get through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Extra pickles my ass. Yeah. You finna get not shit.
One pickle. One. You ain't get extra none.
Do some weird ass shit where you don't even put the extra pickles on the burger. You just put it in a random ass container.
Bro, they said no mustard. They put mustard on there and a smiley face.
Yeah. That's, on the bun so it soaks in too.
Exactly. That's how you win the game. Yeah, you can't even scrape that shit off.
You know, they got plenty of time to do it back there. They're just sitting in there doing fuck all like, while people are drawing a fucking Picasso over there. Fucking.
Ugh. Yeah, so don't be a dick and don't be a Karen. And that's
all.
That's the fucking story.
Look, I agree.
Hold on. Let me get situated. And that's what you gotta remember.
Yep.
Don't be a dick. Don't be a Karen. Just be.
And don't fuck with the Whataburger workers.
You don't.
Because they'll outsass your ass.
Listen, they have more exchanges. Listen, it's like racquetball. They're just.
All
it.
Fucking day for they 8 know. Hours.
They got replies for you. They deal with 100 of your type, Linda.
Fucking Linda.
Everybody's a Linda on this show.
Be tactful.
And be thankful, you know?
You supersized twat.
Yeah. Don't be a mega gargantuan twat.
I love that they said that. I'm stealing that. Fucking twat.
Preparation strange.
You have to say it like an Australian person. They're like, you fucking twat. That's British. Twat. Well, fucking twat.
I don't think I can do an Australian accent very good.
I think I always mix it up with British. What the fuck? I love how they say, fucking hell, mate. There's Australian something. I don't know. I'm just white. Wait.
Just a mutt. Just regular.
Yeah, I'm just regular. I mean,
yeah, they got white people over there too, dumb dumb.
Yeah, I know.
They just tan better than most of us, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I tan splotchy, y'all. I'm doomed for the summer. I'm just be pasty. Y'all ain't gonna be able. Jaden's gonna be sticking out hardcore as hell on this.
We on that couch. Rotisserie chicken shit. Yeah. We on the way. We just half baked right now. Yeah. We just half baked.
I'm a damn sugar cookie. I'm a different person. Just white, bro.
Pasty. You got that index card.
Got some pink. 25% Hispanic, and it don't show at all.
Your dad's Hispanic?
No.
Or your mom?
My mom.
Why did I not know that?
My grandpa. He's full. He's from Chicago.
Yeah. You don't even look Hispanic.
I know. But if you saw my mom, she does
look. What color is your hair?
Like just mousy ass brown.
Is brown? Mm-hmm. Is dark brown though?
No. No, like these are my roots.
Oh, it's your natural color.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just brown, brown. Mm-hmm. Just regular brown.
And I got some gold in it, you know.
Oh.
Anyways. Facts.
The more you know.
Well.
I was trying to think of something that rhymes, but I couldn't. I just kept. It didn't make sense. The more you know. Your mom's a hoe. And that's a wrap.
Listen, you fuck around a water burger? All right. They're lucky that lady didn't lean out of the fucking window and fucking. That's all I'm saying. So, listen.
Whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe. Have you seen that?
No. All right. No, peace, love, and chicken nugs. We out. Too honest, who we rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.